I totally forgot about this until it was almost too late, but we had EA, our buddy EA, and Creighton doing 1-3 yesterday. Is that right?
You bet.
So I
coveted 1-3.
I'm sorry I missed it. I was stuff, driving car stuff, doing things. But Justin tells me it was it got a little explosive.
Yeah, I mean, just EA is an excellent broadcaster.
Yeah, he'll tell you.
Self-proclaimed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's prepared, which makes him a superstar.
Yep.
That is correct. So, yeah, there's a few things from the weekend in general. So we can start on Saturday, if you'd
okay.
like.
Okay, yeah, let's go back to Saturday.
Please do.
You know that we are fascinated anytime that EA becomes an animal.
Okay.
Maybe the EA snake slithering through the grass.
What would that sound like?
We'll find out in a minute. But the other time, you know, he'll turn into an owl and give us a nice whirr.
What would that sound like? Okay.
There we go.
Well, gotta keep Jay on his toes.
I think we figured out what brings the owl out of EA. It's whenever he's upset about something. That's when the wear owl comes out.
Doesn't take much to get EA upset.
Not really.
I've noticed EA will get sports mad very easily. Like his first show is where the... Michael Jordan? Yeah. Within 5 minutes of his first show is where we got that.
And is this a product of maybe a younger generation of P1 that grew up watching Skip Bayless?
Well, he's not...
And Stephen A.
He's not younger. He's my age. He's 35.
Right, but... Was this what he was mostly exposed to, and is this what he thinks sports talk?
He likes takey,
possibly.
Kind of,
I could see that.
Media.
Wants to load up the take cannon.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't think it's a generational thing, but it. I do think that's where he was the audience of that.
Pants.
Well, in this case,
golf pants.
What got him riled up was donuts. He was upset about some coupon or deal a donut shop was offering, and so it got him upset, and when he gets upset, the owl is loose.
That's a pretty good deal.
Sure.
If you buy a regular price dozen, who wants to buy 24 donuts for $18? Who wants...
That's amazing.
That wasn't just a one-time thing on his podcast is where we got the first who.
That's right.
But so I guess...
Please play that again.
That's a pretty good deal.
Sure.
If you buy a regular price dozen, who wants to buy 24 donuts for $18?
By the way, out of context, he sounds like the worst salesman of all time. Who wants to buy 24 donuts for... I guess I will.
Which, honestly, that's kind of market rate, yeah. Right?
Like, his whole point was who buys 24 donuts at a time.
Well, maybe you got
he
a
had to
work
remember,
function.
You're not yeah, buying. I don't know. 2 dozen donuts for yourself.
Yeah, you're not buying
other people
24 for yourself.
No,
it's for the bros.
Pleasing the masses.
Who
is that? The can we, oh, we got both.
Here, I have some seed. I'm going to sit on the park bench. I'm just going to scatter it everywhere. Maybe I'll draw in some EA pigeons. Oh, there's some.
We have a room full
more.
Of them.
Oh,
this one's aggressive. Very sexual aggressive pigeons.
They're
riled up.
Wow.
Yeah, I kind of thought he couldn't make that noise again if he tried, but well, I guess we've learned that that's just
under the right circumstances
part of his vernacular.
It'll happen. All right, so that was on Saturday.
Oh, I love that.
He was doing a little producing. So yesterday, with Creighton. We've heard this before. Whenever EA likes to sing, you know, he was a big fan of the Wild Wild West song, which
respect.
Was just a brief part of that.
What?
Hip react, you don't want to see my hand, but the hip react, articles, fumbles, artists, running the game, change the spilling names, I was, to the GB, and we will go, thank you, FG, welcome, look out, before you get buttwashed, out the Wild Wild West.
Alright, so there's him singing Wild Wild West
so
a little while back.
He knew the rhythm, and he knew kind of the words.
He knew a word or two.
Yeah. He may have known the words.
He hit that chorus, though.
Yeah. I think he said butt plug, maybe. I don't know if that's
so
the...
So yesterday...
Might be a Mondegreen.
The EA Creighton show, I guess a Taylor Swift song was played as a return. Didn't realize EA was a big Swiftie, so once again, he tries his hand at singing.
EA is odd.
Thank you, Mr. Dillon. 1:39 here on the ticket. It is Labor Day Monday, and there is Taylor Swift. I think it's EA's favorite song at this point.
Wait, hold on.
Dread woman, I will vary all too well.
Hold on, I got this.
And you believe me.
All right.
Yeah, I can promise.
All right.
So casually cruel in the name of being honest.
There we go. He's doing that in the hopes that everybody plays that over the next 5 days.
He was right.
And now let's talk Cowboys.
Well, he said he's got this.
Hold on.
I'm being coach.
Hold on, I got this.
He just grabs the mic from the karaoke person. Great.
Now, was he actually trying to sing the lyrics, but he couldn't get them out, or did he just...
I don't think he knew the early words. Yeah, I don't think he knew the early ones.
I don't know. I feel like he's just so irrationally overconfident at everything in his life that no matter what it is, he thinks he's good at it.
You're probably onto something there, Lando.
Is it that, or is he doing a bit where...
No, it's not a bit.
It's not a bit.
That is EA.
He thinks he's the best golfer at the ticket?
Of course
he does.
Like,
seriously thinks he is?
I guarantee you he would challenge Bob to a golf match and think he would win.
I think he wanted to fight at Fight Night a couple years ago.
He wanted to fight Ryan.
Yeah.
Well, like 200 pounds lighter.
I would have loved to see that.
That would have been awesome. It would have been the headliner for sure.
He was asking Ryan to meet him in the middle. So Ryan had to put on like 100 pounds.
You gain 100, I'll lose 10.
Right.
Ryan's a new dad, so maybe some baby weight could get gained. Who knows?
I guess worth it for Ryan. Okay, so...
Oh, more. Wow.
Thing, what a weekend.
I listened to a lot of their show, but I didn't realize they had this planned. So I got in yesterday, and DJ and I are getting ready. And he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, EA and Creighton are doing a hot dog contest. And I dropped all the stuff I was holding onto the ground and said, we have to be in there when this happens.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Did they think yesterday was the 4th of July and not Labor Day?
No, it was the Joey Chestnut Kobayashi thing yesterday.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut ate 83 hot dogs.
That's pretty good.
Big Netflix special.
Okay.
It was an event. So
great
they,
information.
They're like, all right, we're going to do our own event. And they did a little contest where they did it for, I think, 3 minutes. And they tried to see how many they could eat.
Quick question.
Sean has a timeout.
Go ahead.
Who was talking while they were eating? Like, who was manning the ship, I guess?
So Dylan, their producer, went in there.
Uh-huh.
And then, again... There was just no way I was not going to be a part of this thing.
Okay.
So I came in here and DJ came in here and we commentated some of it. It was mainly us trying to keep our food down, watching them eat these hot dogs. Because EA's technique was something to behold.
I need video.
I wish I could have taken video, but I don't think he would have been okay with
it.
He would take 3 or 4 monster bites and then take the hot dog back out, kind of look at it. I think he'd like forget what it is. And then when he remembered, he'd take 3 or 4 more huge bites. And then he ended up eating 4.
Four in three minutes? That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. And they were, Sean, you saw them later on. They were kind of gross, cold turkey dogs.
Yeah, Lando and I did Diamond Talk last night, and they were just in the control room. And Lando's like, how long do you think those have been here? Because, you know, you get a little hungry around 7:05.
I passed because they looked horrible.
Really? Mm. Okay.
And Jay, I caught him eating one later on.
They weren't good.
Did not look good.
Feral Jay King.
I was hungry.
I'll skip the parasites.
So we're in there. Now I want to play for you like the last 20 seconds.
All right.
And then what they sounded like afterwards when they have the hot dog remnants still circling their mouth. But you have to be a professional and throw it to break because why today doesn't suck was next.
Okay.
You could take the home. All right,
we are 20 seconds now, guys.
That's okay.
We are 20 seconds, guys.
I'm feed them to my dog.
All right, we're getting close here.
That sound for
me. Oh, my. All right. All right. 10. 9.
2 bites.
7. 6. 5.
Final stretch.
Four,
come on.
3.
Hurry. Hurry.
I won.
And it looks like we have an official count of three and like three quarter hot dogs.
This was 5 and on the plate.
Okay.
Well, we can count them pretty easily.
It's like Creighton got down 3, so it looks like, EA is
EA
the winner.
Got 4 down.
And you look at you standing up doing all your little Joey Chestnut tricks. And look at me, I won.
That jumping helps a lot.
For nothing, because you lost. You're
but
a loser.
EA had the built-in distraction of his eating was so gross that Creighton couldn't keep his stuff down.
Not sure if I'll eat again today.
Congratulations, loser.
All right, EA, that
let's
won't be
the
his
boys
only
win next year on the ticket.
Do you think EA is a real gracious winner?
No.
Congratulations, loser.
And he didn't sound that much different.
That's kind of just how he...
I also like that he's like, no, it was 5 hot dogs.
I can understand every word.
5.
So maybe hot dogs is the secret.
Could you guys eat 4 hot dogs in 3 minutes?
No.
Yes.
No.
Jay?
No.
Easy.
There's no way I could get close to that.
Nah.
So I give EA props for... Yeah. That's an impressive number, 4 and 3.
But learn to be a gracious winner, you know?
Because didn't Ryan do this a few years ago, and he did like 4 and 10 minutes or something?
He said he could do 12,
and he got through like 3.5.
I mean, at least they went through it, unlike the Florida State guy who promised to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Some
I wanted to get to that today. So who is this guy? I saw this pop up on Twitter. It was around halftime of the FSU game last night where... The writing was pretty much on the wall that they weren't going to win. And I guess some guy said he would eat dog doo-doo if Florida State lost to Boston College. And everybody...
Out of a red Solo cup.
Out of specific. That's even better, I guess. But why even put that out in the universe?
He was unless that confident you're... in the Noles. He just thought Ireland was a fluke.
It was like he was taking up for EA and his overconfidence and things.
Stupid takes.
Yeah.
But he took the coward's way out because he deleted his Twitter.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
So he got the attention for it, which I guess it's smart for the brand because any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, but if you're just some rando fan.
So this isn't a Barstool guy or anything?
No.
This is just a random dude on Twitter?
I think it's just a random FSU fan that
is
grappling with the reality that their team is 0-2 after going undefeated.
Chris Winkie is like, I guess I'm eating this.